Warning, the following program is not for the weak-hearted. Those who are closed-minded, or in general, you're scared to learn what's behind closed doors. Here at Sapphire Zero Play, I want you to pour the wine. Grab somebody that you want to hold on to, or better yet, get the vibrations stimulated through your body. Get ready for one hell of an orgasm in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. What is up, all my sexy motherfuckers out there in Radio Land? It's your girl Sapphire.
And your fit and dirty girl, yes.
And we got a special guest today. I got my girl, Miss J-Roe.
Hello, everybody.
And we got a good little story for you today. Good little show for you today. I gotta say, earlier we were on IG Live. There were some technical difficulties. To recap you on what happened on IG Live real quick. Basically, my roomie heard me having sex. And she came with the quickness, with the shot day.
Then a round of applause in your house.
Really,
oh gosh, it was really hilarious. So
ass,
yeah,
cheeks,
it was
ass,
just
ass.
Morning. It was just morning, and I had gone over this before, but man, let me tell you again. Talking to my parents, just on the phone, you know, nice Sunday morning on the way back from church, and here I hear in the background, and I just know, at that moment, I got to do something. So I go ahead and I just hit him with the Sade.
There we go. That smooth operator kicked in and I was busting up laughing. I was like, that's my roomie.
Yep.
That's my girl. In the clutch. I would do the same for you, boo.
Thank you.
I will have a sex playlist on deck whenever you need.
I don't know if I will, but
I'm just saying.
I appreciate it.
Hey.
I appreciate it.
Yes.
Maybe a masturbation list. You know.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
A jill off list. Like, that's always good. Like a me time.
Oh yeah.
We'll call it the me time list.
Me time.
Me time.
Me time list.
Y'all just had something to eat. Y'all smoked. And I'm like, hey girl, I'm about to go masturbate.
There you go.
Like, I should do it too, you know?
Hey. But I have to say though, there are a lot of women out there, and we've been getting a lot of messages from our fans. I know, Yaz, you said you got a couple messages last week, right?
From males.
From males. And I've been getting some mixed messages I've gotten from males and females. And then a special person sitting next to me inspired me, along with Yaz and I, to do this episode. And I'm like, okay, it's one, not easy as a female to say that you have no desire for sex. And I really want people to understand, men and women, that it's not, sometimes it's not even you that, you know, they're not sexually attracted to or have sexual desire for. It's mostly they have stuff going on with them and that's just not a priority. And so J-Roe had said it earlier, sex is not a priority to you, correct?
Right.
So you've gone on a date recently. You said it was nice, like, jamming out.
Oh, yeah. Like, so basically to explain it, it's just that sex is not a priority in my life. It's something that I have very different thoughts about. I would consider myself a sapiosexual. It's that I get turned on by the thoughts in my mind. I can come to my own thoughts. It's not that I need somebody physically to make me come or to, you know, like, fucking doesn't interest me. It's just not something I want to do. It's not my priority. Like, I would rather go out and work and get money and go to the beach and enjoy my life and be around my loved ones. You know, that's just more of my priority than that. Of course, it would be a different story if I were in a committed relationship with somebody, I'm sure, obviously, but that would take a lot of getting to that point and knowing that for certain this person is the one that I'm going to be with, you know, my life partner. Right now I'm just not concerned with that. I've been asked, you know, do you go on dates? Yes, I do. I actually went on a date last night. It was very lovely. We went to get some espresso and then went over to a park nearby and just like jammed out. I'm a singer, so I sang and he played the guitar and it was very nice. He played like a Spanish guitar. It was like, oh my gosh, like we, you know, learned a couple different chords and just jammed out. It was amazing and it was completely innocent. You know, I wasn't like, oh, we're gonna hop behind the bush and start fucking. You know, that's not even something I'm thinking about. That's not even on my mind.
You want a true connection, it sounds like.
Absolutely.
You want connection.
I just want a chill and vibe. Like, I'm not even thinking about it.
And there's nothing wrong with that. And I think J-Ro and I are both the same. And I think, Yaz, you are too, a sapiosexual. You sometimes like to be turned on by the knowledge of a person.
Like their drive.
Yes.
Like they're really hustling and out, you know,
working
for their future as well. Yeah, we're just working in general. Like, I dig that. I feel like that separates you from a boy to a man, you know?
Definitely. I just want to say, though, too, like, there's ultimately, obviously, like, for a woman standpoint, like, and I guess I could say as well, like, just a human standpoint, when you see another individual that has certain traits, you're going to be turned on. It's just like a natural, you know, instinct. Like, it's like primal almost. Something that you recognize in yourself. If you see that in another thing, you're going to be like, ooh, drawn to that, turned on from that. That's like a primal instinct for us. So I'm not like saying I don't get turned on. There are things that I'm like, oh, wow. You know, but it's very much so more mentally than anything. Like, I would say 98.7% mentally.
And that, again, is sexy. If you can visualize and just kind of like, I don't know.
Ooh, that loud.
It was that loud. But erotic novels, for instance. I started reading those really young, and I started realizing at a young age, like, words can really do something. Not just like, you know, to make you feel good, but it can make you feel good. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And nothing is better when you have that other connection with another being, you know, and you kind of like, it's almost like you are having sex, but you're not having sex, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's like
there's no physical sexual act being done. It's all mental. There's no physical, mental. I'm sorry. I'm all far away from the mic. What I'm saying is there's no physical sexual act that's being done at the time. It's a mental stimulation, a mental, you know, it's touching deep within a part of you that can't physically be touched. And that's what is so amazing.
It is. Yeah. What's the longest you've gone without sex?
Me personally?
Probably like 3 months.
You said 3 months?
Yeah. But it's like sometimes it just be like, I'm gonna just say, like, I don't have consistent sex.
Mm-hmm.
It's been happening like that for the past like year and a half now.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what it is. And it's like, you know, I talk to a guy now and I don't know if I'm just overly sexual.
Mm-hmm.
But we've only had sex once. And it's like everything, the connection is there. Like, I feel like the guys, when you have a connection there with somebody, like on all aspects, like we have a lot in common and whatnot, but we never get together to have sex at least once.
Right.
Again, like, I mean.
Would you say that you guys are more like, but you guys see each other, right?
Yeah, we see each other.
Okay.
We go on dates, okay. You know, like do stuff. But...
Okay, so he takes you out. So, I mean, it sounds like you have a connection even without the
sex.
Physical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm just wondering, like, is it because he wants to get to know me?
I feel like
genuinely.
He might.
That's why he hasn't really just went after it.
I would say if he's taking you out and he's spending time with you and he's like asking you quality questions, like he really wants to know about, you know, how you're doing and like how your day is really going and what it is that you really want to do. Like if he's really making an effort to see you and know those things, then I would say absolutely he's trying to get to know you. But, you know, if he's kind of like blank, maybe kind of engage him a little and try and figure out where his mind's at. I don't really know, but that's just what I would think. You know, if he's spending the time and the efforts, I would really think he does want to get to know me.
And it also depends upon the consistency of these dates too. It's like if you guys see each other, you know, often, it doesn't even have to be every week, but you know, you're in some type of communication all the time, correct?
Right, through text.
See, there you go. He is trying to make a connection with you, and he's probably just like, I don't want to fuck this up. And I don't want her to think that it's just all like, you know, physical, physical, physical. I think honestly, even at one, like a point in time, even for me, and we all know, like me on the show, I'm hella non-monogamous. I have a very active sex life, but I'm connected to two beings or a couple other beings. And one in particular, Suit and Tie, like again, it's kind of like you and this guy. I don't have to see him every day, but we're in, you know, constant communication one way or form. And it's good to know, like, eventually when you start feeling a certain way for a person, I feel like he's probably trying to get comfortable enough to be like, yo, we don't have to necessarily have to be like, you know, main and girlfriend, boyfriend, but I'm really digging this vibe that you and I are just, you know, having. That I don't want
to. I should just like calm my nerves.
Calm your nerves and be yourself with him. And let
I'm talking about like my sexual nerves. Like,
yeah.
Just like calm them down because, like.
Obviously, he's into you enough that he stayed this long. He stayed this long. And you guys don't even, like you said, you don't have to be physical. He stayed this long. See what develops.
All right. Well, on to these guys, though, that are in relationships that are not getting the sex.
Now, you have to ask from the standpoint, are some of these guys married? Do they have kids? How many kids?
One is married, yes. One is married, and the other one is in like a committed relationship for a few years.
Okay, so they have no children together. Do they live together?
The married couple, they have two children.
Okay.
They have like, I think he's one.
Okay.
A one-year-old right now. Or yeah, he's one.
Okay.
And they have like probably an eight or nine, ten-year-old, somewhere around there.
Personally, I'm not, you know, a doctor, everyone. I'm not married.
Neither am I.
I do not have kids. Yaz does not have kids. J-Ro does not have kids. She's not married. But from my knowledge and from my experience, you know, with both human sexuality classes, as I always try to express that to people, you have to look at the standpoint as this. There's time, a female, you know, there's also the fact that a woman could be going through the change, menopause. Kids do change things. Sex drives do change. There are times when a woman is more, you know, driven to have sex at the most weirdest, craziest times. Think about it, when she's on her period, after her period, after a really bad mood swing. And then there's the women out there, again, who are not stimulated. There's times women lose sexual interest, and that is okay. It is okay. You know, talking about it, that's how we learn more. But again, there's so many different factors in a woman that just all these things are happening.
Sorry, I don't mean
No, please.
But I'm just saying, like, just because a woman has a vagina doesn't mean that she wants to have a dick in it.
That's very true.
Just very, like, curt lip, but really.
No, girl, this is a fucking podcast.
No, I'm just saying.
The
like,
fuck? Don't be proper.
Just because somebody has a vagina and they walk around and they have a vagina doesn't mean that they want anyone to be inside of it.
Exactly.
Like, anyone at all. That doesn't mean just because somebody has a penis that they want to put it inside of anybody. You know, just because anyone has anything that means it wants to touch anyone else. That's just absurd.
I talk about sex a lot. And I normally just don't be wanting to have sex. I just naturally talk about it.
I'm 100% totally with you.
That's normal. That's okay.
Like, and Yaz and I,
just because you talk about it doesn't mean that you have to want it.
It all the time. Yes.
I mean, okay.
This is my biggest frustration. And I'm sure Yaz, because you and I have had experience in the adult industry. I did not perform on camera. I worked behind the scenes. Yaz, you worked in front of the camera.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's always that biggest assumption, like, you know, J-Ro just said, it's like just because we come off with this sexy, you know, sexy personality and lifestyle doesn't mean that, okay, 24/7, this is what the fuck we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then there's the shunning of it. Like, oh, well, you're this, you're that. It doesn't matter. There's the surface, and then there's the inside of a person.
True story.
Yep.
And I think, you know, the biggest frustration was, you know, you, J-Ro, coming home last weekend.
Yeah.
I wanted to fucking kill this guy, by the way.
Yeah, he was a dick.
What happened?
So, okay, so I met this guy. He seemed really cool. He was very much a gentleman, like, went out of his way to just, like, make sure that I was, you know, when I was around him, like, he was like, oh, let me buy you food. Let me, you know, let me provide whatever it is you need. Like, oh, you, like, I was just explaining how all of our lighters all of a sudden went out. I was like, oh, my God, like, can you believe this is going on? And he was just like, oh, I got a lighter for you. Like, just, you know, just making sure that he was very much so showing that he was, like, attentive and just very, very chill, very cool, very gentleman. Very gentlemanlike. And so it turns out, like, after we had a very long discussion about the reasons why I choose to not be physical and, like, the reasons why I don't just go having sex with people.
Mm-hmm.
And he just was like, oh yeah, okay, I totally respect that. Yeah, that's awesome. Like, I'm a Christian and I agree. Like, that's great. And
why do you have to put religion out there? Right. It shouldn't matter what religion you are, just you as a person. Like,
exactly. But anyhow, so he's like, to like that included with all the other things that I just listed, like, beforehand. Okay, so me myself, I don't have sex, right, with just anybody, because I can't. It's not something that I actually can do. I can't just, like, connect with somebody like that and just go ahead and have somebody inside of me like that. Like, no, that's not just something that I can just do on a whim. That's not something that I've never been accustomed to doing that, ever. And I'm not gonna change that about myself. And I don't feel right about that. And just because I have a vagina doesn't mean that I should have to, or just because I have a nice body doesn't mean that I should have to just share it with everyone or just give it to someone because they just want it, or that I should talk to somebody just because they grab my hand when I'm walking by. Like, no. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And so regardless, this gentleman, so I thought, made it seem like he was just a really cool guy, fitness trainer, like, just awesome. You know, I should have fucking known. You know what I mean?
But, oh, shit.
But I mean, he just came across like he was very genuine, everything. So he invites me over one day to, like, hang out. And I'm like, okay, cool. Yeah, I'll come hang out. He's like, yeah, we can make food. We can, like, watch the game. It'll be dope. I'm like, yeah, for sure. Like, thinking it's a kick it. Of course, the second I get there, he strips off his clothes and jumps in his bed.
What?
And I'm standing in the kitchen. This is the, like, first time y'all kicked it? No, this is, like, the second time. And he, yes, the second time. Not the first, the second time.
Okay, well, how was the first date?
Like I said, he was like, he like, we met up and he brought food. Like,
he came to our spot to kick it.
He came over to, yeah, he, like,
but you never gave him the indication you were, like, digging in that hard that you want to have sex.
No. Okay, here's the thing. Like I said before, I had a long conversation with him about how I don't have sex.
Oh yeah,
and this was even before. Okay. This was even before we even met up that we had this conversation. And again, in person, we had this conversation. Right? So wow, I'm thinking he's just a really cool guy. He's a fraud.
Damn.
He's a complete fraud. So then when I went over to his place to kick it, he was, like, literally stripped down naked and hopped in his bed the second I got there. And I was like, what the fuck?
Wow.
I was like, I literally said to him, I was like, you tricked me. And he was like, no, I didn't trick you. I'm just like, what, is it not okay that I could be naked in my own house? And I'm like,
but not like that.
And he says, oh, you don't actually have to cook. It's okay. You don't have to cook. Just come here and lay down. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, no, you're trying to trick me or some shit. That's weird. That is just weird. Like, I'm not down with that.
I wanted to fucking kill this dude.
And I just can't imagine that I would have to be telling a 31-year-old man that it's uncomfortable to put a woman in that position, especially if you don't even know her like that. Why would you invite someone over that you seem like you met someone, you had a vibe, you were like, oh, you were really chill, and then, like, the second that you got them over to your house, you just instantly strip down naked and hop in bed? Like, what the fuck is that? Like, who does that? And it just really had to make me think, like, oh my God, like, this is why I don't even date people.
People do not know how to act.
You know, it's like, it takes me a long time, you know, to really actually, like, go out with someone. Especially, like, oh my God, people these days are just crazy.
And then you wonder why, again, women have disinterest. Because you men, people, I shouldn't say men.
Yeah, it's,
let
it's,
me not single out. It's people. Just don't understand the limitations. They do not understand there's boundaries. You got to feel people's vibes out. That's why it's like...
women will attack men too.
And yes, the whole point like in this is that people can also throw fake vibes.
Very
much. That's
my
whole point. People can throw fake vibes. And like, it's just about making sure to really have your guard up and making sure to really check someone out, you know, before you just go believing them or go hanging out with them or at, in their home. You know what I mean? Like, hell no.
Damn. That's so has he hit shit. You up since then?
He was like apologizing like crazy because I just went off on him and made him feel like a weirdo.
But there was a certain comment that he said in
Which
your
one?
Text. And it was basically he said that I was only naked because... you know, this is what I normally do.
Oh,
and you should respect that. Like, he said it in that kind of manner.
He basically was like, well,
what
how?
You mean?
And here's the thing. Nobody even said that. Like, nobody's talking about him being naked except him. I just said, I was like, this is highly inappropriate. Like, you're like trying
First
to trick
of
me.
All,
laying around, like, what the hell? He's all like, oh, I'm just a man
nature.
In my house. I'm like, oh, so this is just what you do? This is just like anybody comes in your house and you're just butt ass naked?
Right.
Like, okay.
You should ask for consent first. I mean, if you want to put it like that. Like,
what
the
fuck?
I like to lay naked. If you're cool with that. If not, I'll keep my shorts on or something.
Something.
Like, I just don't understand how you just do that.
But then he still wanted you to lay down. And
but he wanted me to lay with him. Yeah. Hell no.
He thought you were just bullshitting. That you weren't. Oh, my God. He really thought you were bullshitting, girl.
Probably, I don't know.
He thought that you
fuck?
Were bullshitting about you not wanting to have sex. He probably was like, no, all bitches be lying. You know,
oh,
he probably
no.
had that in his mind.
Probably,
so
but ew,
to
hell to the
you
no.
Back, but no, the bullshit was you, dude.
Fuck
he
that.
Really did show true color, though.
Fuck
if
that.
You can't accept that, and that's like my biggest like frustration. Like, if you can't make people uncomfortable, like, not every person is going to be welcoming to a naked person on like first, second, third approach. Mm-mm. And especially after you say your boundaries in what we call safe words, the hard no's.
Yes.
Did he forget what girl he was texting and talking to? Like,
clearly. No, but like, now his ass is blocked, so he can't even try if he wanted. I was just like, he's a creep. Like, what a creep.
You can't make up these stories, you guys. Like, honestly, I want people to understand, like, it's just not cool. Mm-hmm. And this is why, again, let me just, you know, from the doctoral side of why certain women lose the interest. Again, it's all the things that we've talked about. But again,
like, hormonally for me, myself, I don't, it's not even a hormone thing. Like, I masturbate. I come, you know, I want to. But like for every woman, there are women that lose interest for, like, because of their hormones. And like
of hormones, everything. Menopause does it. Depression does it. Mm-hmm. I've had low sex drive when I was on my antidepressants for the first time. It took me maybe about a year and a half to gain balance because there are times that I had a really, really, really high sex drive and the person I was with really couldn't understand that. And it was at times, like, I felt like, it wasn't like a sexual addiction. It was just more of like you get that rush and that burst. And then instantly, it's the way people will reject you. It triggers the depression all over again. Mm-hmm. It makes you feel some type of way. So there was, I did have, you know, a sexual kind of chemical imbalance for a while. And that's normal. And then also, you know, depending upon what else you're using, what other substances, I mean... cocaine, weed, wine, alcohol, period, you know, ecstasy, all those things, those enhancers, they all affect people in different ways. Sometimes for women, it just goes through their system like nothing. And same with men. So again, you can't like enforce sex upon another person. Especially, again, after you give them those hard no's, a no is a no.
Period. That part.
No is no. Just because they have a hole doesn't mean they want to use it. Mm. Just because they have a stick doesn't mean they want to use it. You know, that's just how it goes.
I don't want anybody watering my lawn if I don't want it. Shit.
I mean, it just doesn't feel good to be creeped on.
No.
Like, let it be because if anybody in this world is going to have a sexual encounter, let it be because the two of them had a real connection and they really were just in that moment and they physically came together and couldn't be without one another in that moment. Let it not be because, oh, some creep is just going to creep on them and then just, like, sexually predator them into a position where they just, like, get vulnerable and that fuck them. That's just disgusting.
And vulnerability is a motherfucker.
Yeah, it is.
Like, let it be because, you know, you have a connection. Like, what the hell?
Yeah, I don't understand, too. Like, why does connection really scare people? Like, do you... For me personally, being the non-monogamous person, I understand what it means to have a true connection and still, like, not say, like, oh, like, we're about to get married tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I respect married couples. Don't get me wrong. It's just not my point of view. But I honestly feel like if you give a person the time of day and you allow yourself to be attracted, we can all be connected to several different people. You don't have to explain, you know, the science or, you know, impose the whole, like, oh, it's one for one and that's all for the rest of your life. But honestly,
right.
I don't understand why people are so afraid of connection. Like, do you not understand, like, especially in the fucking times we're in, I'd rather fucking be connected to somebody than hearing all the bullshit that's going on in the world right now.
That's why I like to have a main dude to have sex with, not just anybody. Like,
right.
That connection shit is real. Like, once you connect with somebody, you get dick offers, and then it's like, nah, I really don't want to, because it's like, I kind of invested, like,
my time and effort and my vulnerability.
Yeah, because I turned down dick, girl. Like, girl. From that guy, I didn't tell you.
Ooh.
The comedian guy.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Are we allowed to still name drop him?
No, I don't want to.
I'm going to tell you after who it is. Okay.
But, yeah, I just, like, you know, did I tell you we, like, kicked it?
Yes.
Went to the mall and stuff, whatever, yeah. And then we, wait a minute, did I tell you this? I don't want to spill too much of the tea on the podcast.
How about this? We're going to have to move that tea to next week.
Okay.
That's a tea session, because now I already know there's something wet and juicy you left out.
But basically, like, the day of, I woke up and was like, you know, I like this other guy, and... You know, even though this guy is cute, you know, whatever, it's just certain parts of his personality don't make me turn on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I really, like you said, it has to be mentally. The mentalness has to be there, because I'm like,
I want to actually, like, enjoy my...
A person with that type of personality.
Yeah. Like, I want to actually enjoy time with people.
Yeah.
Like, not waste my time with bullshit. Like, why? For what? Bring something else to the table. Make us both feel good in other ways. Like, I understand it now. But at the same time, don't creep on someone's vulnerability. Again, if they say the no is no, like,
Don't keep thinking that you can get it.
Right.
If somebody is like, look, I'm not sexually open, don't keep thinking that you can have sex with them.
Not each and every time.
No. Don't even think that.
But what if the person really, the one person, say for instance, the male wants the sex, but it's like, he cheats.
Okay, for the cheaters out there, and that's men and women, and everyone else in between, like,
and it's like,
there's levels.
It's not even like, you know.
See, here's my thing. Communication, that's the one fucking ruining factor.
Well, he of why says relationship. That he communicates his need, or, well, not
his
just
wants and needs.
Yeah, he communicates it, but it's just like.
But how is he communicating? You have to question that.
It has to be a straight up conversation.
Right. And if it means like, that you take.
Say what you want.
Right.
Men, say what you want. Tell your woman. Tell her what you're needing and what you're feeling and let her accommodate. Allow her to be a woman and like allow her to make that decision and do that. Don't just go and get it what you want from something else. That's crazy. Talk to your partner.
I feel like that's the best factor. And that's why even for me being, you know, multiples, and I bring this up because I want people to understand there's all these stereotypes. Like if you're with one person, you're committed for life and, you know, you don't have to talk it out all the time to understand each other. Like, no. If your partner feels alone and they're not able to express themselves or what they want, you need to like talk to them. And, you know, and the factor with your people, with the people having the issue, it depends upon how he's communicating. If he's like telling her and she's not reciprocating and maybe, you know, saying something, maybe it's the way he's saying it to her. If he's just forcing her, like, you know, putting his hand on his, on her, you know, putting her, her hand on his dick or, you know, putting the head down kind of thing. Like, yeah, how am I supposed to communicate that to you? What am I to you? A piece of meat? And I feel like that's the thing, too, with people in relationships. They think they're entitled to the sex 24/7. Because you know what? I did that. And I was a fucking idiot. Because sex is not granted in a relationship. You have to earn that shit. Always. Connections you have to fucking earn. Period.
So you don't want to be a sex toy.
Right. Nobody wants to fucking be that. Deep down, like, honestly, do you really want to be a fucking rag doll just left to shame? Unless that gets you off and you're able to put yourself in that mental space, I get it. But honestly, deep down inside, everybody wants human connection. Because at the end of the day, that is scientifically proven. You deprive somebody of touch, communication. And it's not even in a sexual manner. And that's why I get so upset, too, about people when they're cuddling. Just because I want to cuddle you is not in a sexual manner. It means, hey, I might have, you know, some fucked up shit going on in my life, and I just want somebody to hold me to make me feel good.
There was a study at an orphanage of babies in India, and they had done 50% of the babies that they didn't, like, pick up and cuddle and hold and feed, like, when during feeding time and, like, love on them and play with them and teach them. Then they had the other 50% where all they did was just feed them out of a bottle from their crib still. Mm-hmm. And all of the babies died that didn't get picked up.
Damn. They well, that's why I'll be feeling since I want a hug. Like, mm-hmm.
And it's like they did, none of them survived. And they did it as like an experiment in India a long time ago. And it just goes to prove humans need that touch. Humans need that stimulation, that activation from one another. They need it. Or else we wouldn't be able to thrive. We wouldn't be able to grow in any kind of way.
Period. I mean, not to be, you know, my disgusting self, but...
What?
Okay, think about it. Even the people who, you know, absolutely... Like, there are so many people who shame sperm and egg donors. Because, again, here's the difference. Egg donors don't really masturbate. Sperm donors do. And most people have that whole, like...
You can't masturbate when you're... You can't masturbate?
I mean, you can, but I've heard certain things. It also depends upon the woman and how the process is. I could be 100%, you know, like, mixing this up, but I have heard from, like, experience from friends of mine, they couldn't have sex at a certain time because they needed those eggs.
Wow. That sucks.
Yes. And then, okay, for men, here's the good... Here's the plus and minus fact about being a woman. Women run out of eggs. Men do not run out of sperm. You can have a low sperm count, but you are not going to lose your sperm. Like,
actually,
you're not.
Some men do.
They do, but I'm saying that there is a difference. Like, women completely lose their eggs, period. Once we lose them, that's it. Guys, they still can have sperm. sperm might not be fertile.
Yeah.
But they still have.
Yeah, they'll still produce some jizz.
Yes.
Either way, they'll sort it on out.
There's so many factors. So, again, you have to, like, ask that couple, how are you communicating to me that there's no sexual interest and now I'm cheating? And on top of that, I hope to God he's not being stupid and cheating on, you know, his wife, his girlfriend, without a condom. And I'm not condoning any of that either.
You never, ever know.
And that's what I'm saying, like, because women who, honestly, unless if they're going to get, you know, checked annually, and trust me, there's a lot of women out there who don't get tested because they're too scared, and there's men who don't get tested. Please go get tested. Do yourself a favor and save yourself the lawsuit, because it is illegal. If you are walking around knowingly infecting people, that is highly illegal. So again, go get tested. It's not, you know, scary. Bring a friend. You guys get tested together. Boom. But again, there should be no excuse as to why you're not getting tested. And I don't care if you've been in a long-term relationship. Because it's shit like this, when a motherfucker goes and cheats, she's entrusting that person is not going to step out on them. Or he's going to step out on her.
Opening up your body to another person, in general, people, is a big deal.
Yes.
To exchange your bodily fluids with someone else, that's a huge risk. It's a big deal. And it shouldn't just be taken lightly. And that doesn't mean just little sperms. That means your DNA is being released into each other.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big deal. Use protection.
Always. Or just don't have sex at all. You can still be intimate and not have, like, actual, like, penetration. Myself.
Just don't have sex. I don't have sex.
Connection.
And I'm not going to. And I don't really want to until I'm married. I just want it to be with that person. I don't want it to be with just anyone. Like, if I'm going to do that, it's going to be with my future husband. I don't want to just give it up and just go doing it with anyone. Like, that's not what I want at all.
I feel it. Feel it completely.
I love this. Three different women from three different worlds, three different views. But we all agree on one thing. Like, it all comes down to communication, being comfortable, and just understanding. Like, yeah. Communication is fucking everything. And again, I don't understand why making a connection with somebody is so fucking scary. It is scarier not being able to express yourself to another person. That shit is scary as fuck. Like, honestly, I'll openly say, I've sat in my thoughts and I'm fucking scary, you guys. Yeah,
she is.
I'm fucking scary, okay?
I live with her.
I'm fucking scary, okay? I watch too many fucking horror films. Let me not tell on myself, okay? Yaz knows, 1 year when I was at the old Sapphire's Lair. At the lair, that I wanted to hang, like, a skeleton. Remember, in the center of the loft. And then I forgot that, you know, I had high ceilings and high windows. So, yeah, somebody would have thought that was a dead fucking body.
Wow.
But, like, not to get depressing and scary and be like, oh, fuck, Sapphire, I'm never having, you know, any type of connection with you because God knows what's going through your head. Chances are I'm enjoying the moment and I'm not trying to kill you. I promise. Okay. In fact,
what he's saying.
But no horror, dice. But everybody knows horror films turn me on. So but please,
you'll be scared. You'll be terrified.
Should they say the door restraints?
You'll be terrified, like, in a great way.
What the fuck? Okay, you have a skeleton, some door restraints. What kind of shit are you into,
honey? I'm still waiting to get my Marilyn Monroe dildo. That's what I really want for my birthday. The Marilyn Monroe, I mean, not Marilyn Monroe, what? Marilyn Manson dildo. Oh,
I'm confused. Ooh,
although, you know
what?
You
got a dick? Is that the tea? Yeah. I'm just playing.
I would love to actually, you know what? I would be open to that, maybe.
No.
Maybe a bomb TS dressed as
Marilyn
Monroe.
I'm sure there is.
You know, I wouldn't mind like a, oh, happy birthday to you.
Really? And then
oh,
go,
you got one of those.
Happy birthday.
That would turn you on.
Oh, my God. Knocking at your door for your birthday.
Yes.
I got a dick for your birthday.
Right here.
It's Sapphire. Fuck me.
Oh, my goodness. You're stupid.
I'm terrified.
Like I said, I got a twisted fucking mind. Not saying I would do it in real life, but you know what? My mind. I think I just jizzed a little. Not even a lie.
Wow.
Not even a lie. I'm sorry, Rumi.
It's okay. Here.
She passes me a bowl. She's like, this is the only way to tolerate right now. But honestly, at the end of the day, people, communication.
Not what you say is how you say it.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. You have to express yourself and think about it, people. Like, I had to learn this at a certain time in my life because I realized something about myself, and everyone should really realize this about themselves. But what's not important as much as how you say something, but that someone is going to receive it. You have to make sure you're saying something in a way people are going to understand, because everybody's different and not everybody's going to necessarily listen to you the same. So, like, sometimes it's good to just put yourself out there twice and just say it twice in two different ways, just so they make sure that they get it.
Yeah.
It's what they call consent. Always walking that door, consent. Sitting on the couch, it's consent.
Communication yes. is everything. Making sure that people are on the same page. Like, I'm sure people get annoyed with me. I'm so, like, talkative. I'm so communicative about things. I'm like, boom, boom,
no.
boom.
No. Like, if they're annoyed.
I'm sure people are like, what the hell? Like, I'm always double checking. I'm like, doors locked, keys. Yep.
You have to. Have you seen the motherfuckers in the world? First of all, J-Bro and I, we watch a lot of crime shows. Actually, I will say this. The bitch made me crazy because we watch so many crime shows now together. Like, I now found
my
partner.
Shows too.
Like, I listen to podcasts of crime on the way to work and home, to the gym, everywhere.
Oh,
then I come home, we're watching crime shows. Like, Friday nights, if we're not at this thing called Express, best believe we're watching the latest crime thing. So please give us your suggestions. Slide in the DM at Ms. Radio Sapphire. Y'all know what it is.
Yes. Also, if anyone knows of any cool shows that are something like Sharp Objects or like anything on HBO, because I'm trying to find something.
Oh, shit.
And I can't. So just like let me know, because I'm one of those people where like I'm looking at all these things, and I know you shouldn't judge a book by its cover, but like I'm looking at everything just like, this looks stupid. So if anyone knows anything.
Oh, shit. No, girl, they give us
on
great
HBO. Please let
just
me,
on HBO.
Give me a yeah. Give
girl,
me
we
a
have every fucking channel possible.
I know. That's why I'm overwhelmed. That's the point. I don't want to sit here and go through everything and figure it out. I just want to like, does somebody help
okay,
me.
Okay, just please
I don't
lay
know what
out
to do in my house watching TV. I'm just like,
yes. Please help my roommate write out a long ass list. She's actually
help
like an
me.
Old lady.
I just clean and I cook and I go to work. And I go to the store. And I go to the beach. No, I have fun. I
no,
do.
She has. She's
I have
great.
A lot of fun. I smoke all the time and I drink. You know, I go have fun. I do what I want. But
that's good. Live your
but
life.
I really just want to. I I'm an
she
old
needs,
lady.
She
I'm
needs
old,
lists. She needs the helps. You might have to lay it out like go to HULU. Go to HBO.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Help me.
Press
I don't
the,
know
the enter button. That's the play, pause, menu, boom.
Oh, my God. I used to be able to code my own MySpace, and now I'm just like,
But it's okay.
I don't know.
Wait. I mean, she does help, though, because I almost burned out the kitchen, like,
oh,
earlier
what?
This week. I'm
you
banned from
she's
something.
Fired from ever cooking again. Never again.
I'm not.
She can make mac and cheese, and that's it.
Yeah, that's
no
about it.
No cooking and no blunt rolling.
Nope.
Oh, I didn't even know you don't roll blunts.
Oh, honey. She'll tell you the truth.
Oh, dear Lord.
She's but, a pipe girl. She showed.
Well, that's
she's
why she's always got a pipe. Yeah.
Always, yeah. Pipe or bong, baby, because I can't roll for shit. These fingers are only good for other things.
Okay.
Podcasting, reading.
I do hair.
Working out.
Trying to be sophisticated.
Yeah. I'm trying to be. Okay,
I do hair. I build things. Like, I like to build things a lot. And, like, I love doing hair and doing, like, different things, like massage and stuff like that. I'm good with my hands.
She's bomb. Rumi's the bomb. She's the bomb.
Bomb.
mom. All right.
By my mom.
Well, I think we have openly communicated one factor. Is just listen to your fucking partner, communicate with your partner. You know what they say out there. Safe sex is the best hot sex. And I have been your host, Sapphire. You can find me at Ms. Radio Sapphire on Instagram, Twitter. Please stop Snapchatting me because, like, Snapchat's fucking dead.
I deleted mine a while ago.
Ugh.
I don't even have it.
Like, Snapchat is dead. Mm-hmm. Snapchat's fucking dead.
I just save it for the pictures I have saved on there.
Yeah, I save it for the pictures and only to the lovers. It's only for the lovers. So don't fucking send me your shit anymore on Snapchat. I will fucking block you now. It's annoying.
It's serious.
It's she very annoying. I will block your ass.
And I'll make sure that she blocks you.
She has butcher knives, y'all. She'll cook you up a concoction and no one will know what happened to you. We watch plenty of shows. We know how to dispose of a body at this point.
Oh my goodness.
I plead the fifth.
Okay, but yeah, no, we allegedly. Really do plead the fifth. Allegedly, okay? This is fake news. Disclaimer. Disclaimer, disclaimer.
Oh God. We get a knock on the door for a warrant.
Excuse me.
2.5
okay.
hours.
Did you just say something about disposing
people
bodies?
Dig up our floor?
Oh God,
it's real.
No, pleading the fifth now.
They'll be like, did I the see fifth. Them laying sod down? Yo, on the night of
a fucking Law and Order theme song like clonked in my dun, head
dun, 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 oh my dun, goodness
dun, 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 dun. Okay, I'm not gonna do it. So again, Ms. Radio Sapphire. That's MSRADIOSAPPHIRE. And Yaz, where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram, Fit and Dirty, FitAndDirty.
And our lovely guest, Miss J Ro, thank you so much for stopping by. Where can they find you, girl?
This is J Ro. You can find me at Lady Blade. Have a good night.
All right. And remember, guys, safe sex is the best. Hot sex till next week or the next time we drop the show.
We're going to be more than motherfuckers out there. Now remember, Ms. Radio Sapphire on Instagram, Twitter, said for more earplay fun, go to iTunes, Podomatic, and all podcasting